3 billionaire playboys. One, but also sometimes two, lowly entrepreneurs. One chance to hit the big bucks. If you've seen Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, this is the same as those. But not similar enough to constitute any sort of legal action. This is Rat's Nest.
Welcome to Rat's Nest, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sherman Michael Shunk! So happy for you to be here. We're going to make investments. We're going to make deals. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the only show hosted by three multi-billionaire bad boys. Once again, I am Sherman Michael Shunk. This is Rat's Nest. I am the creator of this show. And technically, actually, many are saying the format, this entire format really, was kind of my idea. Three multi-billionaire bad boys will get on this stage, myself included, and we will listen to the pitches of a couple of lowly entrepreneurs. I don't know these people. I've never seen these people in my life. We don't know what they're going to pitch us. Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be not? Is it going to trot? Are they going to trot onto the stage? Yes, they will. Someone has left. This person cannot take the heat. They're getting out of the kitchen. Are you ready to meet my billionaire bad boys or what? That's what I thought. Frankly, that's what I was thinking. Folks, if you don't find him in the bedroom and you don't find him in the boardroom, then maybe you'll find him in God's crib. It's Jeremiah, a saint baby.
Wow, Sherman!
Jeremiah.
We're here. How
what's
are
poppin'?
You? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
You're asking me what's poppin'?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got divorced again.
Okay. Well.
Yeah!
News, but not news. You know, this
is
one of those things that is, today, 6 o'clock news, today the sun happened.
Yeah,
this is that. This is the same.
Just because I got a lot of ex-wives, it's just they all want a piece of the Saint Baby dynasty.
That's how
I say it.
Dynasty.
That's how it's pronounced.
That's.
And martini used to mean gin. You it fuckers. I'm on a mission to civilize. Anyway, I got divorced again. Whatever.
I can believe it, but I need to make it seem dramatic. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Nobody could have seen this coming.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Your marriage ending. Your marriage to.
Well, I can't, look, I signed an NDA, so I can't name the person.
Okay.
I can't name the person, but I will just say this. Her sister, Mary Kate, looks a lot like her. They look almost the same. Get this, same birthday and everything.
What?
Yeah.
But different years, I'm sure.
Get this, same day of the year, same time almost. One's older, one's younger by a couple minutes, but it's like, that's a wild pregnancy.
That's
pretty
nuts.
A gestation period of a couple of minutes,
that's
wild.
That's pretty crazy.
And they look kind of the same, too.
Reminds me of...
Anyway, I signed an NDA. Don't ask me about it, whatever.
It was acrimonious.
It was entirely acrimonious. Yep. I gave her a lot of money.
Okay, well, hey, that's a nice parting gift.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, I got things cooking up, you know,
industries.
Got a lot of things cooking up. You guys know, the fucking government. I'm under indictment again.
Yes, okay, yeah.
I'm under indictment. You guys know I developed a COVID vaccine where the side effect was you got shrunk down. Anyway, I'm under indictment.
Allowed to talk about this, but not the...
Well, no, whatever. Come on, whatever. Yeah. I got good lawyers.
You got nothing to hide.
Yeah, exactly. I don't enjoy privilege, but I do... But only because I don't care to. I don't care to enjoy attorney-client privilege. Anyway, I'm under indictment, and I'm under a new indictment as well. Actually, these guys. I'm trying to get the law changed. We ended up flushing a bunch of uranium cores down the toilet, and I don't know. And we were in the energy sector, and we flushed a bunch of uranium cores
into a toilet
just because you gotta get rid of them. And we're thinking, you know, what better way just to get rid of it the way you get rid of excrement.
I was thinking maybe a hole. You could just dig a hole, put it in there.
You know what? A toilet is already a hole. It's
You're
a
right.
hole that just kind of sucks it away anyway. I blame the toilets. They need to be better, you know? Now, anyway, whatever. The sewage is all, you know.
That's a good point. It isn't nuclear that's the problem. It's the toilets.
It's the toilets!
It's the toilets.
They need to go deeper. The pipes need to go way deep.
Yeah.
And seal it there, entombed for whatever the half-life of uranium is.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm under indictment for that. So this is why I'm cooking up a new kind of environmentally sound kind of a thing. We're in the lab down at St. Baby Enterprises. We're cooking up a type of fossil fuel that just gets you high, baby.
Okay.
So when all the planes and people, we're expending all these fossil fuels, we just, the planet's going to warm, but let's just be chill about it. You know, let's
I like that.
Yeah. I can't wait till, Toronto is like Jamaica.
Wouldn't that be nice? It's hard, though. As billionaires, it's difficult to relate because we... about when it comes to global warming, because we have AC.
We have AC.
And we have AC in our homes.
DC, baby.
And DC.
And DC.
AC stands for all right, cold. DC, don't cold. All right.
All right, cold, don't cold.
And I think the folks are feeling hot. What do you think? Feeling hot tonight? Do you want to meet our other billionaire bad boy of the night or what? He's new to the rat's nest, but he won't be new to you. You've seen him. You've seen his. He's got shelves of his face all over every Chapters Indigo that you've never been to. It's incredible, and I'm so happy to have him. Maybe we'll learn a thing or two from this guy. He is the billionaire bad boy of the self-help industry. Please welcome. It's Butt Nut.
Looking good.
It's Butt Nut, folks. Butt Nut.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sherman. Happy to be in the nest. Happy to represent the self-help industry.
Ow.
Yes, this is the kind of... It's not enough. I call us bad boys. Every week I call us bad boys. And listen, we're bad boys, all right? I'm not trying to say we're not... Yeah, but we've got a real fucking bad boy tonight, folks.
Well.
Look at this guy. He's got jeans on the bottom, jeans on the top. He's got... bandana on the tippy top.
Gene in the
Don't
middle.
Stop.
In the middle too. You
Gene in
it.
The middle. My underwear's jeans, and I've got a small coil of Gene crammed up my urethra.
Holy yeah. shit!
Hell yeah!
I ate Gene, so it's moving its way through my intestines as we speak. I'm ready to tell you all what's going on, and I'm happy to be here. I made my fortune in self-help, as we said. You know, I'm a bad boy. I don't mind admitting that. I love it, you know? I've been on the New York Times bestseller list for over a million weeks straight. And folks, that's not the only list I'm on.
Whoa, okay.
I'm also on Santa's naughty list.
Well, okay. And I actually just read
and
recently...
And the America's Most Wanted Criminals.
Okay, yes.
Because apparently it's illegal to own a motorcycle in this country. And to use it to run people down.
Yeah. I also read recently, sometimes I look at the Wikipedia page of the person that's going to come on, sorry, and I said I wouldn't bring it up. You're also a registered sex defender.
Yeah, I'm one of the only billionaire self-help people who's willing to say, sex, no problem. A lot of these people are dealing with guilt, they're dealing with shame, they don't want to have sex, they want to pretend they don't have a pee-pee that gets so hard sometimes.
That's right, but it's hard to do that. Sometimes you need someone there to defend
to
you,
defend
to,
it, yeah.
to block, to guard, you know?
That's right, we're all trying to defend sex, we're all trying to defend who we are, because folks, shocker, nobody's perfect.
What did I tell you? Revelations on this night. On this night of nights.
You probably know me from some of my self-help books, including Perfectionism Can Suck Me Dry, and Negative Self-Talk Can Suck Me Dry. You also know my mantra and my manifesto, Kiss My Ass, except ass stands for awesome self, even though sometimes I'm flawed.
Okay. Yeah. We will be doing a book signing after the show.
Stick around.
But, Sherman, obviously, anyone who starts out in one industry and wants to become a billionaire has to be ready to double down, diversify, and invest. And that's what I did. I made my nest egg in self-help. Then I invested in everything from guns to fucking huge guns. And now I'm ready to invest in the companies of tomorrow, today, and the companies of today, yesterday.
Whoa!
Okay.
And the companies of yesterday, tomorrow? Uh-oh! That can't be right.
This guy got his bases covered.
He's got
Look
his fucking
guy.
Bases covered. Holy Woo. Christ almighty and Jesus in a handbag. Take me home. I think people are about ready to see our first entrepreneur of the night or what? We've met our bad boys. We've met our bad boys.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Folks, you're going to see three entrepreneurs tonight. They're going to blow your goddamn mind. Maybe. And maybe we'll make a couple bucks in the process. So, folks, please welcome to the Rat's Nest stage. Please welcome Frisbee Stevenson.
Hello, you may notice that I'm jacked. I have huge biceps, huge abs, pectorals, big thigh.
Sick. I was just saying sick.
Very sick. Yeah, yes. Sick, I thought sick. You were asking me to sit. I was like, I could do some sit-ups.
No, I bet he could.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how. I'm sure. Like, I'm looking around at the audience. Like, not a lot of jacked people. You know what I mean? And so I think you, all three of you, and the audience could use a trip to the zoo gym.
Okay,
zoo gym.
Me. Now I'm listening, but I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Exactly, yes.
Zoo.
So we all like zoos.
Yes, this is industry.
Yeah, we all like zoos, and some of us need to go to the gym, so I figured, you know, why not incentivize the gym experience by putting a bunch of animals in there and helping you? To actually, our big attraction is you have a boxing match with an actual kangaroo.
Ah.
Okay. Whoa. And many, yes, and I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, name anything you find in a gym and, like, we make it animal specific. You know what I mean? Like, there's a pool, you get chased by sharks in there.
Okay.
Right.
Or like a box jellyfish.
Yeah, well, the jellyfishes are actually in the secret room, but... I'm not really supposed to talk about that.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
okay. We'll touch on that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, name any animal,
or a piece of equipment.
Piece
perhaps?
Of equipment. Yeah. Okay.
Rowing machine.
Row.
A rowing machine. You're actually pulling snakes.
Oh, I love it.
Okay,
yes, that's good.
And these are
the snakes are nailed to the wall.
Okay.
And you're you're pulling the snakes.
Oh, so
but
it's
the
like
snakes like it, right?
Yes. Okay. It's all consensual. Good. It's all consensual. Okay, we know just from like looking at their faces, you know.
Right, yeah.
What about just like a barbell, dumbbell type
well,
thing?
I mean, you call yourself a gym rat when you go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have gym rats that you can lift.
Come on. And you can lift them.
And we feed them a lot of cheese, so they're very heavy.
Oh, I see. So they're varying
and
sizes.
You get 400 or 500 of those, you got a nice 10-pound weight there.
Yeah.
Or, hey.
Yeah, I mean, the math is... About right there, yeah.
Oh, okay. You could do kind of a celebrity event thing where you fly in those big, huge rats that you see in New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
Rat Kings.
You fly those in, and then you're selling tickets and premium memberships. I'm already thinking this is great.
Yeah, I mean, you're way ahead of me. I like it.
Okay,
it's
what
good.
About what am I doing if I want to go to the gym and I want to see a giraffe, perhaps?
Oh, perfect. A lot of rock climbers out there, and a lot of gyms have rock climbing walls, right? Mm,
okay.
Well, at the zoo gym, you get to shimmy up a giraff's neck.
Okay.
That's cute.
That's cute.
It's like more of a shimmy wall, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to slide down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite part of the rock climbing wall.
Yes, exactly. The slide is the best part.
So, like, you know, what about speed bag, kind of a punching bag thing, you know? Come on.
Oh, you punch a capybara.
Okay.
That's cool.
And they and they like that?
Hanging.
And they like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa.
Yes.
So I'm hearing
a lot. They like it a lot. They don't get mad.
Oh. The way he says it, I know they get mad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. They don't. They like it a lot. There's been no incidents.
Okay. Now, let's just say hypothetically there were some incidents.
Yeah, maybe some that you aren't telling us about, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say like a worse zoo gym were to exist, run by people who didn't know what they
right.
were doing.
Okay.
Exactly.
So,
what are the traps?
I mean, you had the treadmills, right? But instead of the treadmill, you're running on a cheetah.
Okay. On one.
You're running
on
the back of a cheetah.
Because cheetah's so fast.
Upon the back of a cheetah.
No, and cheetah.
Cheetah's so fast, how fast cheetah? Cheetah's so fast, how fast cheetah?
Cheetah, how fast?
How fast cheetah?
And how fast? And
cheetah's so fast, how fast cheetah?
And how fast cheetah?
How fast cheetah? No.
It's fat
cheetah.
No,
fast cheetah.
Very fast.
No.
Cheetahs are fast.
No, this is my net.
Cheetah's so fast, when cheetah finished race, a judge say, might have cheated.
Cheetah.
Yeah, maybe. I cheetah all the time.
There we are.
I mean, so if there was an incident, you know, you're running on a cheetah, you can't keep up with it, you fall off and break your neck.
Oh.
And then the cheetah thinks you're a gazelle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see. You're running away from the. I see.
They
the
think
cheetah
prey.
Is.
Yeah. Eventually, you're running away from them. But you're supposed to run on them, but you fall off, you break your neck.
Can you speak?
Either way, you're
more
getting a workout.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, if the parents say, like, the parent of the 14-year-old child.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What's that?
14-year-old child come work at gym.
I know what you're saying.
14-year-old child come work at
gym.
I know what you're thinking. No age limit. Now we're fucking talking. Yeah.
Because
I know a lot of kids who would be like, oh, shit, I want to go to that zoo gym, but I'm not allowed in.
Well, exactly.
I love how your mind's working here.
Mm-hmm. There is an 18-plus room. But
for young people, I imagine it's more of like a petting zoo gym.
Yeah, well, we try to get the kids in. I mean, that's what kids like gyms, you know? They want to see the fuzzy creatures.
Kids like gyms.
Well, I thought kids like zoo. Kids like zoo.
Kids like zoo, kids like gyms as well, though. I mean, there is a daycare.
Okay.
And the daycare is actually run by hyenas.
Oh. Okay, that's okay. Fine.
You're always laughing.
And I'm thinking that's it's fun. Run because hyena does run.
Okay. Yeah.
And cheetah's so fast.
Cheetah's so fast.
Now, how fast, cheetah?
I mean, cheetah's so fast that they're the fastest land creature on
Earth. That's got to be it. That's got to be how fast cheetah.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to say to you,
yes,
Frisbee, and I do want to know a lot about this secret room. I think
you're going to love it. So a lot of people, when they go to the gym, I'm really not supposed to talk about it, but we're all under an NDA here. So,
just a sidebar. One time I tried to go to an NBA game. I went to an NDA game. Yeah. It was a nightmare. Was a no one
we'll
did
take
anything.
A break.
Everybody
we'll take a
very
break.
Tight lips.
And you can't talk
time.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Anyway, so you know when you go to the gym, you often go beast mode.
Okay.
Yes. This, you go beast mode.
Yeah.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. You go bestiality mode in the background.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Not. I don't like that at all.
This is the most popular part of the gym. So I feel you guys closing up a bit, but this is kind of the big
this
selling
the
point
crux.
Here.
This
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't understand this back room. I feel like it's supposed to be kind of like an allegory to a real gym. Real mm-hmm. gym should have mm-hmm. like you know the zoo. This zoo gym should have all.
But
the...
But I mean, we started out the zoo gym. We started it out, and people were coming in. I was noticing it was a lot of weird, seedy characters coming, and they were already, you know, having sex with the animals. Right. So
okay,
I was like, I should maybe try to monopolize on
as
this.
Well as kids. You said kids were also coming.
First pitch of the night.
Yeah, yeah. This is what do you say all to people right. that say that
it's
this?
It's not weird.
All right, no. Alex, can we get... We got to dig deep into this, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds to tell us what the fuck is happening up in here, and most importantly, in here.
I am an opportunist.
Holding your feet to the fire.
Music?
Here's what we want from you, Frisbee. A lot of people... No, go ahead.
No, come on.
A lot of people come up here and pitch a no-question perfect idea, like a gym with animals where also you get to fuck the animals.
Yeah.
But... We could take that idea from anyone and run with it. We want to invest in you, Frisbee, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Frisbee?
When I was a kid and I would see, you know, dogs and cats on the streets, I would want to pick them up.
This is good.
And my parents would always tell me not to pick them up.
This could go one of two ways.
It could go... Yes, it was during my formative. I'm not going the sex route.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll not talk about. But there was an attraction there. From
okay.
The
okay. 30 seconds on the clock, Alex.
There was
seconds
a.
On the clock.
30 seconds.
I mean, an attraction to wanting to help people lift up dogs if they want. Because I know a lot of people out there want to lift up dogs and punch capybaras and get into fights of kangaroos. You guys didn't really let me talk about that, but it's a big thing
you
if about it.
You didn't want to talk about it.
No, I did. I wanted to talk about how the big thing, the big selling point is to get the box of kangaroo.
You pivoted to sex part so hard and so fast, so eagerly. I wanted to know was how fast cheetah.
Okay.
Okay, 30 seconds on the clock, 10 seconds on the clock. Jeremiah, where do you sit here?
Frisbee. Listen to me. I feel like your idea, while very weird, if there's something to... No. It's my nest. Well, it's his nest.
It's my nest.
But I'm borrowing it for now. Listen to me. I feel like you missed the opportunity to make this some kind of a Flintstonesy kind of a thing, where maybe, you know, I pick up a rat, and the rat after the workout says, it's a living, that's what I'm gonna do.
I thought you were gonna say the sheep after it gets fucked.
Oh, God.
And anyway, you know what? I feel like I could run with that, maybe without you in it, so that's my deal, and if so, I'm in.
Okay.
Wow!
That's pretty good. In. Oh, wow.
That sounds pretty good.
No, but I mean,
Sherman,
without
I?
You.
But no, go ahead.
Frisbee, I like you, man.
Thank you.
You came up here with a lot of verve, a lot of weird energy. I know you hate that word, so I'll move
away
from it.
It's not weird.
It's just a normal energy. I'm seeing spin-offs. I'm seeing a jacked Matt Damon in We Bought a Zoo Gym. I'm seeing The Rock in Jumanji, sort of the same, but we make it more.
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise. I'm seeing movie potential. I'm seeing fun. I do think the sex thing is a bit of a non-starter. Is that something you're married to?
I mean, it's the thing that makes the most money, but I mean, whatever. Well, I mean, it's fine.
You're
it's,
caving it's, faster than a fucking cave.
It's the thing that makes the most money. You can invest in the zoo gym and I can still have the back room, maybe.
That's compromise I can buys. I'm in!
Okay, and... If you could, I'm in. Because I feel like this is the only way that I'm gonna find you be able to find out how fast Cheetah.
This is right. What we need to know.
So if you can guarantee me that I can know okay. How fast Cheetah, I'm in.
Congratulations.
Your next entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, is coming to the stage right now. Please welcome to the Rat's Nest, Daphne Swampshire.
Thank you for having me here today. So what I would like to pitch to you is, have you seen Dragon's Den?
Okay.
only every fucking episode.
Or out Shark
out
Tank.
Out of spite. Shark Tank I like.
Okay. So basically, it's a comedy show where people come up and they pitch their...
Not into this. Kind of
they pitch their kind of funny, maybe bizarre ideas to three wacky...
Wait a minute.
No, I'm feeling... I think I'm sold.
I'm feeling attacked here.
No. Oh. Oh, I'm so sensitive. I don't want you to feel attacked.
Okay.
Oh, it's all right. No, carry on.
Yeah. I want to hear.
Sorry.
But, you know, I want to hear, but fucking don't come after us.
No, I love the show.
Yeah, good.
Okay, anyway, back to my pitch. I could see this being really good, a good investment for you guys. Sell tickets at $10 a pop.
Okay.
14 people.
I'm getting madder.
If you invest right, you know, that could be a lot of money. Are you guys actually mad at me?
No.
Oh no, my goodness. I'm already calling my lawyers to have a deal signed up because I'm already in the sense of
crazy. I think it could be good. It's kind of hard to conceptualize, so I brought along a little studio audience here.
This is your audience.
These are your people.
Guys.
Yeah.
These are you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to show you how it could be, how it could feel, you know. So this is the audience. Thank you guys for coming.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a show. It's a show.
Are we thinking it's a live show?
Could be
a podcast too.
Okay.
Now, what would you think of calling this?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay.
I cannot think of a name to save my life.
Yep.
Dang.
It's toughy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oof.
For my pitch, what I'm asking for is just $10 for my time tonight.
Okay. Oh. Did you pay to get in?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Okay.
You know what? I'm turned around now. I'm liking your gumption. You come in with no business savvy.
I mean, you brought an entire crowd.
You brought a whole crowd out.
Yeah.
I feel like we're being punked, but...
No, you're
that's
not.
That's a good... Oh, no. Well, which is it?
No, you're not. You're not.
I feel like I'm being funked because I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being dunked, just like it didn't happen in the NDA game I went to. You'll never know. Now, here's my question, and this is a question we asked of Mr. Frisbee before you.
Yeah.
But, you seem like an interesting person with interesting ideas. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, we're very simpatico in terms of what we like. We like this show, and you like a show that is remarkably similar to this one.
Mm.
But who the hell are you, man?
Oh, a girl who thought I could kind of roast a show and be fine with that. But I do not like feeling mean to you guys.
You're not being mean for a second.
You're not being the least bit mean. You could have been way... When you said you roasted us, I was like, come on.
My roasts are not good, but I don't like them even then. I think no one should make fun of you guys for what you do. Especially not me.
Wait. That's not true.
It is true.
You came out here with an idea passionate about. A gentle... uncomfortable roast of three guys. You didn't know how they'd take it.
Yeah.
And I want to hear that. I want you to give it to us.
Yeah, you know what? Roast us. Roast us on a goddamn spit.
Please. Please give us a gentle ribbing, please.
And make it good-natured or not. Come on.
Okay. You guys, you put on a good show.
Okay.
Wait!
Let her finish.
But.
Oh!
Oh, fuck! God. Here it comes! Oh, here it comes!
You failed to account for a character like I, who might come in here and kind of bomb.
No. Wow.
I feel
thoroughly seared on both sides.
Yeah.
I'll say this quick, Daphne, I'm in.
And I'll say it less quick, but not too much longer than that. I like your energy. I like that you're making us be humbler versions of ourselves by roasting us. I'm in!
Daphne, you've seared me on both sides. I feel like I've been flip-flopped on the grill, hard style. Baby, where am I? In Memphis? What am I? In Nashville, getting grilled on the grill in Nashville, Tennessee? Am I in Memphis, Tennessee? They're both in Tennessee. Oh, baby, I'm in.
Congratulations. Work so vacation.
Daphne Swampshire, everybody.
Swampshire.
You can leave this one here. It's all right.
You know, Sherman, you talk a big game about Nashville, about Memphis and all that.
Oh, baby, they got the barbecue over there. They got the barbecue. They're grilling it up. They got the smokers down there.
Let me tell you something, Sherman. You talk a big game about Memphis and Nashville and all that, but that pitch was the only 10 I see.
What? Tennessee! Come on!
I'm surprised that Venus and Serena, you know what a good nickname for them would be?
No.
Tennessee Williams. Oh, what do you think of that? They're both pretty Tennessee.
They're both Tennessee. They're both kind of Tennessee. Tennessee. Ah, just a little bit.
My neck hurts.
Yeah, we haven't addressed the elephant in the gym here. Yeah. What's going on with your neck?
Yeah, my neck hurts. Fuck me.
Yeah, tell us what happened to you.
Well, okay, last week my neck hurt because I was at a children's talent show and I did a backflip and I definitely landed it, and then I guess a kid was jealous and choked me out. But I definitely landed the backflip.
You can't remember from the moment you landed.
Basically from the moment I shut my eyes to do the flip and then landed, I guess I was just so elated. And then I was like, well, my life is incredible. And then one of these fucking brats came up and started choking my ass out.
You assume.
Because he was pissed, probably. Yeah. I'm assuming.
Right, because you don't remember.
Because I don't remember.
Right.
Okay.
But this time it's because a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you guys remember, I was driving on the DVP and I got blue shelled by a couple of Italian brothers.
Wow, yeah.
Two Italian men blue shelled me on the DVP. My cart flipped into the fucking air. I did three spins and I landed on my fucking ass.
And as I recall that bit, no one knew enough about
Mario Kart
to care about it.
Yeah. But I can't stress it enough, these were two Italian men.
Yeah.
Overalls of blue, red and green shirts, respectively.
Yeah.
And it does matter that they're Italian.
It does, yeah.
It does matter that they're Italian, because Italians are disgusting.
Okay, easy.
Hey,
easy,
Sherman.
You can't say that.
Shunk is Italian. Shunk's an Italian name, you fuck.
No,
is it
I know,
really?
But I'm just, you're being mad, you're having a, what is that, self, whatever that is. Come on, help me out here.
Self-control issues?
Help him help self.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it is the Italian in you that you're lashing out on, then you might want to read my book, The Italian in You.
You're right.
And you know what? There's a great recipe for pasta fazool in there as well.
That's true.
Okay. Arrabbiata.
And we wonder about certain words, if they're Italian or not. Like graffiti, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Words that were like, if it's Italian, why don't they own it?
Right.
What does it mean in Italian?
Exactly. Paparazzo. So,
paparazzo. Back to the neck brace. So I have the neck brace on, of course, because my court date is tomorrow. And
you're trying to garner sympathy.
So I got to put this on because 3 days ago I got a tattoo that says all judges suck piss and shit.
Wow.
I see. A turtleneck would just...
Yeah, I have a big tattoo that says all judges suck piss and shit.
Yeah. Wow.
So I have to wear this to...
Yeah. And you know, you're not telling them the whole truth. Because you met Mike Judge, and he fucking popped you one when he saw that.
Yeah, he took that the wrong way.
He took that quite the wrong way.
Beavis and Hothead.
That's what I fucking called his ass, and then he punched me in the ass.
King of the no chill. Maybe,
Mike,
I don't know.
No, these Mike Judge heads in
these
them.
Are Mike Judge references. You don't have to know them.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to.
These guys are all straight out of Idiocracy.
Oh,
we'll
that's
take
nice.
A break.
We'll take a break. We're back. Are you ready for? Are you end of bit? Are you ready for our final entrepreneur of the night, ladies and gentlemen?
I know I am,
folks. We got a very special surprise for you, and a surprise for us because I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
I want you to please give a huge round of applause to the Rat's Nest stage, country musician Duncan Love.
Howdy, Rats. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Duncan.
Very good,
very well,
partner.
Mr. Love.
Fantastic.
Hello, partner.
Partner.
Don't block my line of sight.
There's room over
there. Go over there.
All right.
No, you go there. No, no,
what
no,
do
no.
you want me to do?
You're good.
Tell me how fast Cheetah.
Cheetah pretty fast.
Okay.
That's all we wanted
That's
to know.
Cheetah
all we
pretty fast.
Someone who's fucking honest
Cheetah
and doesn't have to get all
before
fancy
hits the pitch,
about it.
Let's hear it.
Cheetah pretty fast.
Duncan Love, welcome to the Rat's Nest. How can we help you on
Thank
this
Thank you very much, Rats. I appreciate being here with you, Rats. I am joined with my guitarist slash accountant, Skippy. How you doing, Skippy?
Hell yeah.
I thought his name was Slash's accountant is what I thought his name was. Slash guitar player
nah,
Slash of Guns
No, nah, man, that's just his nickname. That's how he got the guitar, actually.
Oh, wow.
He gets paid in Slash's guitars.
Can I do a little bit called Slash's accountant?
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Slash's accountant.
Here we go.
Slash's accountant. You know, you can write off these hats. All right, thank you very
Ladies
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Slash's accountant.
Thank you, Duncan. Duncan Love, let's hear it.
All right, so what I'm pitching is a solution to a problem I'm sure that we all have faced. I know I have especially. And I'm going to tell you all a story about that problem. Grandfather rode a horse. Father rode a truck. Inherited them both. Only one parking spot. Don't want to have to kill one. Really shouldn't have to. If Johnny Labcoat Science, oh, just put on his big boy shoes. I want a half horse and a half truck. Oh, give it to me, Science, you godly schmucks. I want a truck that eats hay. I want that engine to neigh. But Science says not today. Give me my horse truck.
Clap, clap.
Teeth in front, exhaust in back. New definition of a Cadillac. It pees coal, yeah, and it poos gas. This perfect horse has got a metal pass. Have you seen dressage in a nice garage? Oh, dressage's horse standing in garage's car home. I want my truck with hooves and wheels. A piece of rope is my steering wheel. I want a half horse and a half truck. Yeah, give it to me, Science, you godly schmucks. I want a truck that eats hay. I want that engine to neigh. But Science says not today. Give me my horse truck. Oh. All right, audience. When I say horse, y'all say truck, all right? Horse.
Truck.
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 Horse. Horse.
Truck.
Horse.
Truck.
Horse. Horse.
Truck.
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 I want a half horse and a half truck. Give it to me, Science, you poopy fucks. I want a truck that is hay. I want that engine today. But Science says not today. Give me my half horse, hey. Truck.
Duncan Love. Oh my God.
Holy hell. Okay.
So, if I'm to understand correctly, what you're coming to us with today is the idea of a half horse and a half truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I noticed in your song, a part of the song was, blaming the fact that this doesn't exist yet on these godless fucks that we know as scientists.
Yeah. It's such goddamn horseshit. Because they got all Sundays free.
Because I'm busy getting my pass to heaven, and they're just out lollygagging, not at church, and they're spending that time not inventing shit. It's goddamn bullshit.
I see.
Okay, so I assume that you rich ivory tower pieces of shit all know some scientists, so you can just push this down their goddamn godless neck holes.
I mean, right now, all the scientists I know, I'm always just slamming a watermelon on their desks and saying, fewer seeds!
Hell yeah. I found another one!
So they are quite busy. That might be why it's taking them a while to get to the half-horse-half truck.
Exactly. But let me just say, you cleanly kind of, you know, reconciled the idea that, yeah, science, godless science, you want something from them,
but
you explained cleanly why they have time to do this.
This is interesting. We don't often have pitches where just someone comes and says, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Normally people come and say, here's what I've got. Do you want it? But I like this. I like a man who comes in and knows what he wants and sings it to us and then asks us to have it.
Do it. Yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true, but that is how an idea often works. Jerry Seinfeld says the words B-movie loud enough to a room of writers, and then they make it so.
And all
of a sudden, you have a movie about a bee called Bee Movie.
The most basic premise, too. Just a bee movie.
It's a movie about a bee.
I like Bee Movie. Do you like Bee Movie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You want to go do a partnership? Do you want?
I want a half horse, half truck.
A partnership between these two things. That's what he's looking for. Yeah.
But are you looking for ownership stake? Or?
So I want the front half to be a horse.
Okay.
And the back half to be a truck.
Okay.
Okay. A cab. Right. Okay. Where's the cab? Is that in
no,
the
no, not the a cab.
The front. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. That's horse a taxi. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want a
horse truck.
You don't want a cab.
Okay.
You don't want cab.
He's
want
actually quite upset about this. Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. Dude. Okay, pardon me. I thought I was using truck parlance, you know?
Who the fuck is Chuck Parlance?
He was an old cowboy actor.
I don't know who that guy is.
I'm surprised you don't know him.
I don't watch movies. Yeah,
he was the guy who in every John Wayne movie, he'd always be guarding the prison and he'd say things like, I don't know! You know that guy?
Chuck Parlance.
Yeah. That guy's funny. But yeah, no, I strictly want a half horse, half truck.
I mean, it sounds like we just have to find out ways of getting our lab guys to what's that?
Just smush them together.
Right, we need to get our lab guys to smush them together.
It
sounds like it's what's been preventing you from just getting it done yourself is these lab guys are quite busy.
Well, but this we have gotten them to do this before. We got them to create a pug by smashing together a regular dog and the concept of mortality.
Right,
crush those together.
Yeah. That's true.
And Sherman, you did. Let's not bury this here. Your father did become a half car man.
That's true.
That's so close.
That is canon.
That is so close.
And your teen son's
first
car with his license was in your dad.
Yeah.
So what kind of truck are you thinking here?
Yeah. Big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big, like a Peterbilt. Like what are we talking about?
Who the
like
fuck
a...
is Peterbilt?
Oh, I love this. It's good.
I thought you would know more about. All right. That's like I like being grilled.
Horse.
Here. Okay.
Truck.
Like a tractor trailer.
Okay.
Like a semi tractor.
Horse. Truck.
Like an F-150 or like a...
Oh, my fucking God. Horse truck.
It's very simple. What I'm thinking is... Listen, did we want to put time on the clock?
Well, God bless you.
I forgot about the whole thing that we do. Yeah, okay, so I'm... okay, Duncan, I'm in.
Thank you.
Duncan, I already said I was in.
Thank you.
And I'll just say it again, I'm in.
Thank you.
But?
Duncan, I wrote a self-help book called Don't Challenge God. Unless you're ready to be God.
Well, I got some good news. My schedule is wide open. God 2, baby! God 2!
Wow!
Okay. Oh my God.
And I'm in for that too, double team.
That is the confidence I was waiting to hear. Someone who's ready to make a hybrid horse and beast has to be ready to take on the responsibilities of running the known universe and also all the prayers. Oh. I think that's you. I'm in, baby!
I think that we've had a pretty friggin' sick night. What do you say? Yeah,
pretty definitely not bad. Very bizarre. But
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Daphne's audience that she brought here. Let's give it up for our entrepreneurs. Joel, give it up for Joel. Jordan, and of course, Pat, incredible.
And Skippy.
Right, Skippy.
Real name unknown.
We learned so much tonight. We learned about cash money dollar bills. We learned about investments, and we learned about having a good fucking time. here at Comedy Bar every goddamn Sunday at 8 p.m. And I wish that you'd join us again. And you can listen to us online on the internet. I'm getting the light now. I've got to wrap it up. For those listening, everyone has their phones, and I'm getting multiple lights. This is beautiful. I don't know what to say. I want to thank my rats. I want to thank Jeremiah St. Baby. I want to... Did you want to say something? Do you want to say thank you?
Oh, yeah. I'm under indictment, so, you know... Just, you know, look, help me, send your prayers. I don't believe in God, but send your prayers.
And I want to thank Buttnut.
Thanks for having me, everyone. And remember, I'm a tough nut to crack. A Buttnut.
And I want to thank Alex at the booth. I want to thank our producer, Stefan, wherever it is you are resting now.
Rest in peace.
6 feet under, baby.
And I want to thank me, Sherman Michael Shutt.
The Shunk Man.